see if you get those, Peter.
Thank you.
See if Ward will talk to Bob Anderson tonight. Tell him I just couldn't do it. It just murdered me all day. Yes, Peter?
Yes, sir.
You want me?
I just said I had a couple of queries this afternoon that I thought I ought to at least check with you. One was from the Huntley-Brinkley people who wondered if we could give them any guidance on the matter of the Mississippi delegation. I said I didn't think so, but I would check.
Well, I'd just say that the credentials, that'll be a matter for the credentials committee. One delegation is elected, and just tell them it's not going to be a matter settled in White House. It'll be settled at the credentials committee. That's what it's for.
Yes, sir.
The president's got the other thing.
All right, sir. The other was Carol Kilpatrick came by in a somewhat nervous condition and just was hopeful that when the vice presidential choice did come, that it would come in such a way that some of them weren't scooped.
You tell him that he has been so friendly and so wonderful, just kicking in the ass every hour, that if I had a favor to hand out, he'd be the last man on the beat to get it, because I don't know why, but he just gets absolutely nasty with me every little time he can. In his news stories, and he ought to get an editorial writer job if he's going to just to have dyspepsy.
All right, stop talking.
That's what I feel about Carol Kilpatrick. I think he's a little chit-ass that goes out of his way to kick me in the britches.
Yes,
tell him that you'll go out of your way to help him, if he'll go out of your way, out of his way, just to be decent with us, that's all. I noticed yesterday he had two or three little mean cuts in his story, and he never writes a straight story like Horner or the Star.
Mm-hmm.
Always got to be unfair.
Mm-hmm. I told him about the Reedy briefings and the way they made a mockery out of them, and he seemed to at least listen.
Well, it's worse today, and you'll read the one today about the Negro meeting where they just lecture George and tell him for the record that they're saying so and so and so and so, and I say, well, you little son of a bitch, for the record, get out of here. Mm-hmm. We're not to working for them.
No. That's right.
Just for the record, I would like to say that we like to get news from the president's activities at the White House, and not as on this occasion, as it started in today from Mr. Wilkins of the Democratic Platform Committee.
I know. Well, I think
I looked at him and said, screw you. You're here. I'm trying to help you. I'm not here to take your goddamn insult. I don't give a damn what you like.
All right. All right, sir.
I don't know who this is. This Jack. It must be Jack Horner. I just complimented.
I'll check with George and see who did that. But I don't know any other Jacks in there.
The Negroes came in off the record, because if they come in on the record, not every Negro in America wants to come with them, number one. Number two, you've got everybody in the South all upset that we're having some special deal.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of reasons for it. But after they come in, they're gone, they get out of here, you can tell them what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. Now, we're under no obligation to tell them they're coming or they're bad or anything.
Mm-hmm.
When we tell them that, well, I think we've gone far enough. I don't have to give them advance notice.
Right.
I don't have to deliver their bodies to them for them to pick at. They raise hell about it. And I just think you ought to tell them. And if they're going to insist on this, well, I'll just let George cut out and give them as little as he can, tell them to go to hell. I try to make this White House press corps a badge of honor. But they're God. And they know reason why they ought to be God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, sir.